Blog Talk Radio.
We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. Right now. Yes, we need the Lord. We need the Lord right now. We thank him. We thank him for his many blessings. Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. We are just praising God, just praising him and thanking him, just thanking him for everything that he does, everything that he's doing. Oh, we just give him praise. We give him praise and we thank him. We thank him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We need you, Lord. We need you. We need you right now, God. Right now, God. So much is going on, God. We need you, Lord. We need you, your touch, oh God. We need your touch, Master. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. We just need a touch. A touch, just one touch, oh God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we need you, God. Yes, yes. I need you, Lord. I need you. We need you, God. Yes, yes. Right now. Glory to God. Glory, glory, glory to God. We just say hallelujah to Lord. Hallelujah to our King, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We just say thank you, God. Thank you for your many blessings. Thank you, God. Oh, yes, we are just grateful, grateful for everything that he's doing, everything that he's going to do. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come thanking you, God. Thanking you, Master. Thanking you, God, for this time that you have allowed us to come together, God. We thank you, Master, for your Holy Spirit, that it stays with us, oh God, and it leads and guides us all during our day, all during the night. Master, we thank you. We thank you, God, for Jesus. Oh, we bless Jesus. We thank you, God, for everything that you're doing. Everything that you're going to do. We thank you for your saving grace. We thank you for your mercy, God. Oh, we thank you, God. We thank you, Master, for the support that you give us, oh God, the strength that you give us, the wisdom that you give us. Oh, we are grateful today, God. We're grateful, God. Yes, yes, yes. You said that when we are weak, we know that you are strong and we can call on you, oh God. We can call on you anytime. Anytime, oh God. When we're happy, when we're sad, when we're mediocre, anytime we can call on you, no matter where we are. In a plane, in a bus, on a beach. On a porch, sitting in a chair, we can just call on you and say, Jesus, Jesus, ooh, Jesus, hallelujah. We thank you, God. We thank you, Master. We know that so much is going on today. Many of us are in extreme warfare, God. Extreme warfare, God. But we know, God, that we are not alone. That you are with us. Glory to God. Every second, every minute, you're with us, God. Yes, and we know that we have the victory because the victory lies in you, oh God. We're on the winning team. We're on the winning side when we plug into you. When we stay commune to you, when we just hold on, when we pull on the vine where our strength lies, when we stay connected, hallelujah. Oh, Master, we thank you, God. We thank you for the peace that comes that surpasses all understanding, because you said, oh God, that it will keep our heart and it will keep our mind. Oh God, we thank you for the peace. Yes, we thank you for the peace. Hallelujah. We thank you for the rest, God, the rest that only you can give us, God, the peace that surpasses all understanding. The world can't understand this peace. The world don't understand when we're going through and we're still smiling. The world has no idea that the peace of God, hallelujah, can carry us through. Oh, God. Our neighbors in Texas, oh, God, look upon them, oh, God. Oh, Master, we ask you right now, God, to strengthen them, oh, God. On this journey, this is a journey that they're on again, oh God. We ask for strength. Ask for mercy, God. In Jesus' name we pray. And we thank you, God. We thank you in advance. We thank you in advance. Hallelujah. In advance, God. Because you are God, and you don't do anything wrong, God. Hallelujah. You don't do anything wrong. So we thank you, God, in advance, and we praise you at this time, at this hour. We give you praise, and we lift you up right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, God. Because there are times when we don't understand and we can't see our way, but we know that you are leading us. As long as we follow you, you will lead us. Oh, Master, we thank you, God. Yeah, we thank you. Oh, it's in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. We just thank God again. We thank him for his Holy Spirit. Oh, yes, the Holy Spirit that stays with me, that keeps me. Yeah. Our opening scripture, which I didn't give, is, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. And this is Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1. We just thank God. We thank God. We know that there's a lot of things that are going on. There are a lot of wars that are being fought. But we know that we're on the winning side. Yes, we're on the winning side. Yeah. We're on the winning side. And we just thank God. We thank God. Yes, 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 yes. We thank God because greater is he that's in us than he that is in the world. And we know that God, who lives and breathes in us. Yeah, he's in us, and we are in him. And we just thank him. We thank him. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, yes, we just thank him for everything that he's doing. We're going to talk to the next generation today. Yes. Sure, you know. You know your mom. You know your mom loves you. Even your dad's favorite pet. You're the younger child in the family. You enjoy getting what you want every time. You enjoy shopping. Yeah, you enjoy eating out. You enjoy having a lot of electronic games. You enjoy these things. These things have a tendency to just brighten up your day, make everything appears to be just right. All of these good things. You enjoy making good grades in school. Or are you barely passing? Are you barely passing? Hanging out with the wrong crowd? Are you hanging out with the wrong crowd? Yeah. Hanging out with friends that your mom have told you not to be with, or your dad has pulled you on the side and said he needed to talk to you, and you tried many times to avoid that conversation. Am I talking to any of you young people? Yeah, young people. Next generation. Are you the one that listens to your parents? Are you the one that listens only when you want something? Yeah, when you know that there's some loose change around, or the weekend is coming and they'll have some money that may just be flying around, and or something that you can get your hands on that's easy because it's the weekend. Mm-hmm. And then you're willing to listen, then you're willing to do everything that you're supposed to do. Are you wondering how in the world did you get to this station? You're saying, how did I get to this station? Who is this person that's talking to me? Well, Proverbs 14 and 12 tells us, there is a way that seems right to man, but at the end, it talks about death. Yeah. There's a way that seems right to us, young people. Seem like we're doing the right thing by hanging out with friends and doing things that we shouldn't do, and not trying to apply the best that we can in school. Yeah. At the end of the day, at the end of the time that we have had to spend in class, that we have been allowed to go through that subject, are we making a passing grade? That is what we're talking about. It's just that in this particular verse, it says at the end there's death. And most of the time, if you're making a failing grade, yeah, you feel dead. You're feeling death. You're feeling like it's at the end. This is it. Yes. And usually it is, because you have not applied yourself. You've not applied yourself the way that you're capable of doing. Yeah, you have not come up to the standards that your parents have tried to push you and shape you in. And the same area where God desires you to be. Following the wrong friends. Doing the wrong things. Picking up things that don't belong to you. Speaking back to your teachers. Talking back to your elders. Am I talking to any of you? Are any of you listening to me? Can anyone say that they are leading a death path? They're on this death path. They're on this road to death, where things are going to die simply because you refuse to listen. You refuse to do what is right in the eyes of your parents, as well in the eyes of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He has good things for you too. He has special things for you. He has prepared a way for you to have a good life, same as your parents. These are your earthly parents. Yeah. They desire the best for you. Yeah. But here you are leading a spiritual debt. You're on a road of destruction, where your mind is going to be destroyed. Yeah, from leading and following the wrong folks. You're actually walking away from what you know is right and leaning over to the things that are wrong. Yeah. Yeah, because basically in the world we see that there is a wrong and there is a right. Yeah. And parents desire that we walk in righteousness, and so does God. Yeah, 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 yeah. So the road of destruction should be far from us, because we're on this road where we're happy. You know, you're happy when you're shopping. You're happy when you're eating out. You're happy when you're getting the toys. You're happy when you're getting the games. Well, parents like to be happy too, and so does God. God enjoys being happy when he sees that you're doing the right thing. When he sees that you're spending time doing the right thing, spending some time with him, spending some quality time in Bible study, Sunday school, prayer time, listening to your parents. Ooh, am I talking to anybody? Next generation. Yeah. You're too little. Have you heard that before? You're too little. You're too young. You're only a kid. Well, I'm sure you've heard it, because adults say it many times. Things like this to you. They do. But you know what? Being little or young or a child makes no difference when you're a Christian. Yeah. Christians have no age. There is no too old to be a Christian or too young to be a Christian. No such thing. None. None at all. You can be just as good an example of Christ, yeah, in the way you talk and act as an adult as you can as a child. No difference. Are you listening to me? Mm-hmm. I just want to make it real simple. So I want you to understand, so don't let anyone look down on you because you're too young. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You are God's child. Remember that. You are God's child. And you count. And it matters. It matters to God. Yeah. First Timothy chapter 4, and we're going to look at verse 12. And it says, don't let anyone look down on you because you are young. Listen to that. But set an example for the believers in speech, in life, in love, in faith, and purity. Now, what am I talking about? Well, we know about speech. We don't have to have vulgar words. We don't have to use foul language. Yeah. Foul language is terrible. When I grew up, they used to say that, wash your mouth out with soap. Yeah, foul words. Yeah. So you be an example for the believer, even in life, in your daily activities, whether your parents are with you or not, whether you wonder if God is looking, which he is, all through your life, you want to be an example. You want to show love. You want to walk by faith. Yeah. Walk by faith simply means that you're trusting God. And you know that God is with you. He's not ever, ever far away. And you're pure. He talks about purity in here. Purity. Being pure. Yeah. Not being confined with a lot of gall and a lot of hatred and a lot of ungodliness. Being pure. Being genuine. Yeah. And remaining chasten. And what do I mean when I say chafing? You're young. God wants you to remain pure. He wants you to remain a virgin where when you are married, then this activity, sexual intercourse, is between a husband and a wife. And that is being pure. Yeah, that's being pure. Uh-huh. Knowing that you're not having any activities that a husband and a wife should have, and you're not married. Simple as that. Simple. Anybody listen to me? Next generation. Do not let anyone, do not let anyone think less of you because you are young. And you see, people have a tendency of saying, oh, she a little girl. She don't know no better. No. You may be a little girl. You may be a young boy, a young man, but you still have morals. You have the godly morals. You have the godly principles that you have been taught. Yeah. So you're not too young. Mm-mm. Yeah, you're right there. You're at the ripened age to learn, and you're at the age to do. Yes. Be an example to all believers in what you say and the way you live and certainly the way you love. Yeah. Yeah. Look at verse 13. And verse 13 tells us, until I come, it says, devote yourself to the public reading of scriptures, to preaching and to teaching. Now, what am I talking about? Sunday school. I just mentioned that. Sunday school is so important. It's so important that when you're there, when you're present, that you become involved. You're not sitting there and have nothing to say, but you're interacting with the class, you're interacting with the teacher, and you're asking questions because you desire to know more about Jesus. You want to know. Uh-huh. And this is the place to know. This is the place to ask questions. It's in Sunday school and Bible study. Yeah. Yeah. Verse 14 says, do not neglect your gifts, which was given you through a pathetic message when the body of elders laid their hands on you. Now, certainly some of you may say, what are you talking about, somebody laying hands on me? Well, it's simple. If somebody prayed over you, they prayed over you and they asked God to bless you. They asked God to direct your life. They asked God to teach you how to do certain things, teaching you how to have certain qualities, teaching you how to have certain gifts. You could have the gift of knowing how to pray. You have the gift of being inquisitive, wanting to learn more. There are many gifts that you can have at a young age. Yes. Yeah. And what he's saying here, to get involved and to use those gifts. Do not let them just sit on the shelf, knowing that you have that, you have the ability to sing, and you sit there and you refuse to sing. Someone has to beg and plead for you to get up and sing. You have the ability to read. Some kids can't read. Are you listening to me? Next generation, he's saying for you to use every gift that God has given you. Verse 15 says, to be diligent. To be diligent in these matters, to give yourselves wholly to them, so that everyone may see your prayers, your progress. Yeah, they're going to see your prayers, and they're going to see your progress. Yeah. So you give complete attention to these areas. Just throw yourself into these tasks so that everyone will see that you have progress. You have grown. You are beginning to mature in the area that God has given you the special gifts. Next generation, you can do this. You have the ability. I've seen young people, 8, 7, 9, who can read and ask questions about Jesus, some who could even answer the questions before the teacher gets a chance to answer the question, huh? You can do it. God has given you the ability. Verse 16 says, watch your life and your doctrine closely. Preserve in them. Because if you do, you will save both yourself and your hearers. People are always listening to us. Yeah, they're always listening. They're always listening to what you're saying. When you get into a place where you're learning, and most of the time it's in a group setting, in Sunday school or Bible study, and you're asking a teacher different questions and you want to learn, you want to know more, and then you're sharing, someone may just come up to you and ask you a question. Yeah, because they have seen and heard what you've said. They've heard your response. They've heard how you have been trained at home. They've heard what you have done with your mom or with your dad. So you keep a close watch on how you live and the things you say and what you're teaching. Because at the age of, I would say, 4 years old, you're teaching. Because someone is learning from you at 4 years old. You're teaching someone something. You're teaching someone that something that they may not have ever known just by watching you, just by seeing what you're doing. You're always teaching. You're always a teacher. Yeah, so stay true. Stay true to what you've learned and to use the gifts that God has given you. Yeah. And to own up to your salvation. Own up to your being a Christian, that you are different. You know, I look at that commercial with a little girl with the family, and her family was saying that those were idiots. Those are idiots. Well, I remember growing up where I wanted to be an idiot because I wanted to get along with everybody else. But guess what? I was told that I was different. I was not like everybody else. I was different, and I couldn't do those things. So I'm saying to you, next generation, I'm saying it to you today. You're different. You're not the same. 1 Corinthians 10 and 13 says, no temptation has seized you except what is common to man. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. God is ever present. Yeah. If you're taking a test in class and somebody's trying to cheat and they want to show you the answer, you don't want the answer like that. You want the answer to be the way you have taken the time to study, and you are producing the answer through your knowledge, through your understanding, through your gifts. Yeah. Of learning that God has given you. You want to be truthful. You want to be genuine. Yeah. So when it says that temptation is all around us. Temptation is running rampant. But you can yield not to temptation. You don't have to fall into temptation. You don't have to go into a store and pick up things that don't belong to you and put it in your pocket. You don't have to do that. No. You have a mom, you have a dad, and you have God. Look at God. If you want something, you could ask him. Yeah. Remember, God is ever present with you. Mm-hmm. So once this way has been prepared for you, you will grow, you will grow stronger, and you'll grow stronger in your efforts to stand against temptation. Because temptation will come. Temptation is going to be, it's with us until we leave this earth. Everyone is tempted. But we have to know how to tell temptation to leave me alone. That I'm not interested in that. That I have another plan. I have another way in which I can do this. Yeah, and usually it's the right way. It should be the right way. Yeah, not allowing temptation to come and overtake us and overshadow us. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, for the next generation. We thank you for the young people, God. Yeah, the young people who are dealing with temptation, who are struggling in school. Yes, we're asking you, God, to help them. We're asking you to help them. We're asking you, oh God, to touch the children, oh God. Touch the children who need you, God. Those who are sick, yes, we're asking for a touch. Yes, in Jesus' name. Amen. We want to remind you that on next Friday evening, we'll be back. And, of course, on Sunday evenings from 7 o'clock with God's Favorite Ministries.
Yeah, this was good. Huh?